This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome to Disruptive CEO Nation, where company founders, entrepreneurs, and cutting-edge thinkers drop in from around the globe to share startup stories, insider insights, and hard-earned success lessons. Now, here's your host, a woman who mastered business by placing heels on the ground all over the world, having worked with and coached CEOs and senior leaders from over 90 countries, and who wants you to build your best business future, Allison K. Summers.
This is Allison K. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Disruptive CEO Nation. If you love your music, if you love getting clear, crystal sound, this company is on a mission to change the acoustic world. They have a large, globally diverse company. We're going to talk about their manufacturing, their distribution, but really we're going to talk about their love for making the audio systems better, whether it is in your car, whether it is in a wearable device. They are passionate about the advancement of sound. So with that, I would love to introduce you to the company co-founder of US Sound, Ferruccio Bottoni. Ferruccio, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. How about you?
I'm doing great.
Pleasure to be here.
And you are dialing in from Austria today.
Yes, I am.
So tell us about your company and the fantastic things that you are doing.
So maybe let's share, it's not my company, it's our company. It has been founded with two colleagues of mine, two very good friends of mine that are Andrea and York. Now it's the company of, it's the house of 75 people. So it's really our family, our small family, that grew up from the original three founders, that we started in 2014, beginning 2014, and we grew the company to 75 people up to now, and we have planned to grow even further. Just to tell a bit about the journey of USound, we started with the idea of to bring a product that will disrupt and revolutionize the audio industry. And we are trying to convey the idea that the MEMS loudspeaker, and MEMS it's an acronym that says for micro electromechanical system. Uh-huh. MEMS loudspeaker should be considered a bit like the LED of the acoustic. It's the same kind of potential that LED had in video and for lightning. It's the same kind of potential that the MEMS loudspeaker had for acoustic. You can basically, it's perfect for micro acoustic like earphone, earbud, something similar like the Apple AirPod. But they've also, if you build an array, so if you put many of them together, they are perfect for microacoustic, like a smart speaker or hi-fi speaker. So it's really a very pervasive and wide, broad application that this technology will allow.
Well, and I always tell my listeners to take a look at my guests' websites just so that they understand more about your business story. And your website is USound, so the letter U, sound.com. And so you can see on this website all of the different technologies and products. And what is it that you think is the most interesting channel that you're working in today?
The most channel, interesting channel right now are wearables and through wireless here, but it's a market that it's exploding with unbelievable average growth rate. There are many applications that are entering the wearables market. It's not just with wireless here, but we have smart eyewear and more and more new applications that have been developed. This is for us, it's really the most interesting and intriguing market where we are.
And do you, let's talk about your manufacturing of your products. Is that all done in Austria?
Not really. So we are a fabless. So all our manufacturing is outsourced. Mm-hmm. We have several partners. We have a major partner, and I assume I can make the name. It's SC Microelectronics in Italy, in Agrate, close to Milan. But it's basically providing the semiconductor part of a loudspeaker. Then the full loudspeaker is assembled in Austria at Flex. And this is for the European and US market. For Asia Pacific, we have a partner with TDK, and specifically TDK in China, in Dongguan, close to Shenzhen, where we are manufacturing both the semiconductor part and the mechanical component of the loudspeaker.
No, thank you for sharing that. I always find it interesting when you think about manufacturing that you would have components built in different countries and assembled in different places. And I think it is interesting because a lot of disruptive CEOs solve problems outside of their own borders. And that's effectively what you all did. I'm assuming you went to Italy because that was the best place to get the job done.
Going to Italy has nothing to do with the fact that I'm Italian. No, we really took the best partner.
Best partner.
To be in Italy. And yes, it's true. Well, as a CEO of a startup, you have limited resources, so you have really to focus on being able to solve the problem you can solve internally, but also being able to get rid of your ego and look for a partner that helps you to solve the problem you cannot solve yourself.
Oh, I like that. Get rid of your ego and find the problem, the partner. And then also when you're in manufacturing, you have a distribution chain or system. Can you just share a little bit about then how you've gone about finding some of your distribution partners?
Yes. Well, mainly rely on previous network that I built during my career. Also using a competent employee that had also network experience and partner. And basically, we started with the most interesting distributor for us, that is DigiKey. But it's the distributor for enthusiasts of new technology, and we started there, and then we added additional piece step by step, and now we have five distributors worldwide, and our channel is keep on growing.
So since you distribute worldwide, what are the markets that are hot for you? Where are your sales really coming from?
So I think we should be differentiated in a pre-COVID and post-COVID or post-COVID.
Very different world, huh?
Yes, yes. Because our hottest market before COVID really was U.S., specifically the Silicon Valley, West Coast. Mm-hmm. And of course, China as well. With the pandemic, basically, it was a heartbreak, really, on both sides of the pond, seen from Europe. But China started, came out of COVID a bit earlier than the US. So right now, a lot of activity that we are seeing where we are really getting traction are based in China, more specifically in South China as well, in the Shenzhen area. And luckily, starting beginning of this year, also the US, again, West Coast is coming back. So, but China right now, it's the male sales area.
No, I think that makes sense. And, you know, fortunate when you have a balanced portfolio of where you have your distribution points, it is helpful when one suffers, you can keep the other one going. I want to come back to the three founders. And I loved the story you gave at the beginning about correcting me that it is a company of people. So I want to talk about culture, but I want to talk about you as a founding team. Can you tell about the background and the experiences and the strengths that you each brought to the startup?
Yes, sure. So first of all, before starting the company, we were all colleagues. And we know each other since 2009, so it has been a long journey we have done together. More than founder and colleague, we are friends. And it's well, technically, it's a very interesting team because Jörg is a lawyer with a lot of experience in raising funding for a local startup in Austria. So he's taking, he is our CFO, so he's taking care of legal and finance and accounting. Andrea is our CTO guru, so it's is the technology. So all the great idea of YouSound are born in Andrea's head. I'm the guy that stays with problems. So I'm the manufacturing guy, the sales guy. So I'm the guy that talk a lot and push a lot and responsible for execution. So we have, if you want to in three words, I'm responsible for execution. Andrea is the creative genius of the company. And Jörg is the guy that take care of the money.
Well, do you find it's interesting because it sounds like the three of you are really dynamic in the skills that you bring. Are you quite pleased that, I know this is a question you can't really give a wrong answer to, but a lot of people might be a founder just with a co-founder. Are you quite pleased that there are three of you?
Yes.
That it took to get off the ground.
Absolutely. So I wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be here if it one of us would have missed. It's really a team effort. I think that's why I don't like to call YouSound my company. It's our company. It's always our company.
Yeah, and for my listeners, you have to understand, we can see each other as we're doing this interview, and he is smiling so much every time he talks about your colleagues, every time you talk about your house of 75 people and your co-founders, you start beaming, and that's really lovely. Tell me about the culture that you aspire to have in your company.
Yeah, basically the culture is get the things done. That's the key point. We are really all very driven. We really want to change the world, at least the acoustic world. We want really to be a company that will remind or stay in the mind of the people in the next future. And we are very international. So it's Austrian-based, and even if Austria is small, but we have 75 people and 18 different nationalities. So from Janelle, that it's coming from Dominican Republic, we have employees from Jordan, so from the Middle East, from Belarusia, from Korea, from UK, so Spain, you name a country, and we most probably have an employee coming from that.
Well, I bet if you have a day where everybody brings in potluck, which we don't in COVID anymore, you have a great international feast of backgrounds there. So the company, you say the mission is to change the acoustic world. Where is the audio technology going next?
I think the audio technology right now has relied heavily on a concept that was developed in the 19th century. It's basically a mechanical component with a lot of copper inside, consuming a lot of space and a lot of current. And the audio should become more personal one. So it's really about having a personalized audio as much as, maybe the best example is I'm wearing eyewear because my eyes are not perfect. And also for the ear, we want to develop something that fit and match exactly how we hear. And not everybody has a perfect hearing, especially me getting older. So it should be very personal, but at the same time, it should not be present. It should not look like a hearing aid. It should be invisible or transparent to the sight, but at the same time, allow a better hearing and a better audio experience.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you. Any advice for up-and-coming entrepreneurs, startups, business builders, what do you think is a key to that initial success when it was just the three of you and you were getting underway, whether it has to do with money, leadership, problem solving, what's advice you have?
Well, I would say, first of all, it's about believing what you're doing. So if the only motivation is money, the journey can be a very short one, because there are always hard times in the life of a startup where you have to push through without much revenue and without much money. So it's the mission is more important than the money. And second, keep in mind, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. So it takes always longer than you think, and you have to prepare to go through peaks and valley and stay motivated through all the journey.
If we come back and talk to you in another 3 to 5 years, what's the vision for US Sound? Is it to increase distribution throughout the world? Is it to find new product channels? I know you've already talked about perfecting the technology, but if we come back and talk to you again, what's the story?
What's the story? Let's say 3 years from now, we want to be basically in all key products, audio products. Not sure if in 3 years we will still have Apple AirPods or Samsung Iconix, but definitely we will be there or in similar product. Everybody will talk about MEMS loudspeaker, about like the new trending technology that will conquer all audio application, not just for wearables one, but also for smart speaker or audio for automotive.
Thank you for being our guest today. How can people find out more about the company or if they want to connect with you?
Well, they can log on our website or they can, where basically they can find the link to our press kit. Or they can drop us an email to our info@usound.com. And also they can look at our YouTube channel. It's a bit for nerds and techies, but definitely nerds and techies will have fun in watching our YouTube channel.
Fanta, I think I'm going to go take a look today. We so appreciate the gift of your time. And to our listeners, if Ferruccio said something that you really enjoyed, or if there's something that you have a colleague who needs to hear this interview, please pass it along and share it. If there is a disruptive and innovative company founder that you think we need to speak with, please write to me at connect@alisonksummers.com. Until then, keep your eye on the future and always be disruptive. Hey, thank you again for being our guest.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your invitation and for hosting us.
This show has been produced by Market Domination LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.